She was complaining about your performance.
Correct.
Problems on the job spilled into the open.
You say he followed you home from work that day.
I was served with an order of protection.
I'd like to add I was never disciplined or reprimanded for any of this.
You were fired. How's that?
But was that most important to him?
Had you had to turn in any of your guns?
All of them.
All of them. I'm getting the gist of what's going on.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Tyler Stoneking is suing his former co-worker, 21-year-old Lauren White, for attorney fees, lost wages, and defamation of character.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 531 on the calendar, the matter of Stoneking versus White.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Mr. Stoneking, you and the defendant worked together
yes,
for
ma'am.
A period of time. And it is your claim that as a result of her defaming you, you lost your job,
mm-hmm.
that she filed a false order of protection against you, that you were forced to get an attorney, suing her for that defamation and for the attorney's fees.
Yes, ma'am.
The defendant says that you actually terrorized her after an incident at work. She has a counterclaim for attorney's fees. She was forced to get an attorney when you came with an attorney who she felt was intimidating at the proceeding for the protective order. Anyway, she has a counterclaim. So tell me, where were you and the defendant working, Mr. Stoneking, and what were you doing?
We were servers, bartenders at a restaurant.
And when did you work at the same establishment as the defendant?
About the last year leading up into the termination.
Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, so back in September of last year, I'd had a day shift. Really, the long and the short of it is that I had asked to leave when there was a couple things left to do. You know, I asked if I could leave them for the next person. I had an appointment place to be after my shift that day. I had gotten permission from our manager to go ahead and leave what was left for the next person.
Okay. Go ahead.
She came outside, you know, berating me, yelling at me, telling me why I was a bad employee, that I did not finish work, just causing a scene.
Okay.
She wasn't my boss. It wasn't her place to do so. So I reported to the manager, just, you know, you can't talk to people that way.
Okay. So she followed you outside, and the manager, I assume, told you that he had permission to leave.
With response that he did his side work before he left.
Okay. Go ahead.
Fast forward from there. That was one incident. We'd had a couple little tiffs between there, but then coming October 20th of 2017, she had gone to the manager claiming that I was not doing enough work.
He didn't work October 20th.
Just say, I'll come to you. And then?
I finished my side work, and we end up having an exchange of words and back behind the
okay.
scenes. We ended
you
up having
and
an exchange
Ms. White.
Of words. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now I want you
yes,
to tell me what that exchange of words was.
Well, I'd asked her why it always has to come to a fit when it comes to doing this side work, talking to each other, getting things done, why it always has to be such a hassle. So, you know, I looked at her and said, if you remember last time, you got written up and in a little
okay,
bit of trouble.
Okay, so you somehow knew that the last time it happened that she was admonished by management.
Correct. They told me that she was.
And she responded.
She said, you know, no one had ever talked to me. But then later it was when they talked to me, they were laughing at you because you called me a bully. So then I had grabbed the manager who was standing there and told him, I said, you know, she seems to think that y'all were laughing because I called her a bully. And he said, that's not what happened. And you guys need to go your own separate ways.
Okay. When did you call her a bully?
I never did. That's what I don't understand.
You know, I'm not believing that. I'm just telling you. That's my skill.
Sure.
Some of what you're telling me, I'm buying. The bully part, not.
I never used the word bully.
Okay.
This is all I mean.
Keep going.
That night, got off work, went home. The next morning, I got a phone call from my manager letting me know that I was no longer working there. And I asked him why, and he said, at the moment, you know, I can't say. So I asked him a little more, and he said that there was a police report filed. Monday, it would have been the 23rd, I believe, a couple days after that, I was served with an order of protection stating all these alleged things, you know, and from that, I also lost my firearms card, you know, and I have sponsorships where I take pictures of my weapons and they send me things, so that's another facet of this. But just a big, messy situation.
Okay. I assume you filed a police report on the 20th or the 21st of October.
The 20th.
20th.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now I'd like to see the police report that you filed. Okay. So this really doesn't say much with the exception of one thing, that you say he followed you home from work that day. Now, you want to tell me about this conversation that you had with him at work before he followed you home?
That night at work, every time he would pass me at work, he would say derogatory things to me.
Put your hands down.
Say things like, have you checked your tires today? Have you checked this? Have you checked this? On the 6th, he had threatened to slash my tires at work when he left work. And so after the 6th, every time we worked together,
what part of put your hand down? Do you see how I cut her off when you were telling me your story?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you'll have a chance to tell your story. Well, this is her chance to tell her story.
You got it. Yes, ma'am.
So on the 6th, he had threatened to slash my tires before leaving work. He told me, if you go outside and your tires are slashed, it's because I didn't do my side work, and laughed at me. The next thing that happened was the 14th. Like I said, Kyle told him to leave work early because he had been harassing me at work.
But I don't know why Kyle told him to leave early. Were you asked to leave early?
You know what? There's times that...
No,
bear with me. There's times you can leave early.
I'm not bearing with you.
Okay.
He's a very specific date.
Yeah.
On October 14th, did Kyle, not because you asked him to leave early, but because of some sort of kerfuffle that happened that day, did Kyle tell you to leave early?
No.
Okay. So now we're at the 14th.
Yeah, the 14th, he was asked to leave early. Long story short, he came back after work in street clothes, not in his uniform or anything, and continued to harass me off the clock.
Well, just tell me what he said. Harassing is a conclusion.
He walked by me and said, oh, I think there's a dent in your car door, and said, you should go check your tires too, and walked by me and went into the restroom at our work. I went directly back to my manager's office where Kyle was and told Kyle of the incident, and he came out and waited with me. I didn't want to be around, so he waited there alone. I left. Tyler came back. Kyle said, dude, what are you doing on the clock? Long story short, Tyler became very aggressive and said, I'm a customer. You can't tell me to leave. I'm just here trying to get some food. Kyle said, I can tell you to leave. You've been harassing my employee now off the clock, and I told you to leave earlier and you came back. Kyle had to raise his voice and threaten to call the police to get Tyler to leave the building. That was the 14th. On the 20th, I was closing, so I was going to be there till about 1 a.m. And he arrived at 4 p.m. in the afternoon, so he was going to be one of the first ones to leave. So he's leaving.
You said I didn't work that day earlier.
Let me tell you something about temper.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't control yourself after I've told you to control yourself twice, and you're in a courtroom, and I'm sitting next to Bird, then the possibility of being able to conjure up in my mind you're losing your temper and harassing her has just been elevated. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Okay. Now, I want to get to the point where you filed for a protective order. And at that time, after you filed for a protective order, he had already been allowed to resign, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And you retained an attorney?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, at the time that you retained him, how much of a retainer did you give him?
$1,000.
Did you ever give him any more money than the $1,000?
There was binding if we won, lost, but no, never more than that.
What do you mean it was binding if you won or lost? What does that mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. There could have been other fees had we lost. So it was, this is how much to retain. And then there could have been other fees depending the outcome of the case.
Well, that's ridiculous. I never heard of anything so stupid. This is not a case that involves getting you money. This is a civil proceeding that either ends after a trial or a consent judgment or a consent termination of the case. So $1,000 was for what?
Retaining and representation.
On the protective order?
Yes.
On the protective order?
Yes.
Now, did you also discuss with him representing you in a wrongful termination case or, as you say, defamation case? Did you discuss it with him?
Against the defendant here, not my employer.
This is him threatening to sue me and Buffalo Wild Wings.
Can I see that, please?
He posted in our group chat on Facebook that servers have to give up shifts and switch shifts with people.
I had not retained counsel.
Just a second. That's not what I asked you. That was your intent. Not to sue her. She didn't have any money. But to sue Buffalo Wild Wings, because that's what it says.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, so the lawyer said, I'll represent you in this protective order, because based upon what happens in this protective order thing, we'll see if you got any case against Buffalo Wild Wings or Lauren. There's no question in my mind.
Correct.
Okay? Let's understand that.
Okay.
Okay. So now You hire a lawyer and you go to court. And the defendant is there the first time. On what date?
First hearing, I believe, was November the 9th, or right around there.
And during that time, there was a protective order in place.
Yes, ma'am. I've got here where, on the police report that night, she told them that I left 25 minutes ago. I guess she waited to call them. And she also says right here, dated, that I did not work that night. She said that to the police officer at the time of the report. This is my time card saying I did work that
night. She says you were there.
Well, she even sat here earlier a second ago and said that I did not work that night.
Sir, I want you to understand me. It's my job for which I've been carefully trained for 50 years. Mm-hmm. You see, you're not paying attention. You're playing with your papers.
Sorry, trying to find what I was looking for.
It's my job to be able to figure out what a common sense, truthful story is being painted for me and to try to understand the people that I'm dealing with. And I want you to know that I'm getting that feeling. Now, you hired a lawyer, and your intention was to sue Buffalo Wild Wings and get a whole bunch of money, and her. She has no money. And this defendant, the plaintiff in the protective order, shows up without a lawyer. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Excuse me, I'm waiting until he finishes playing around with his papers.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Would you mind telling me what happened on November 30th?
I was told not to even show up to that court date, so I'm not real sure.
You were told by whom?
My attorney.
The judge told you to be there. Your lawyer told you not to be there?
Correct.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Tyler Stone King says his former co-worker, Lauren White, got him fired and filed a false restraining order against him. Lauren is countersuing for attorney fees, school tuition, and damages to a car.
Now, I would assume that you requested an adjournment in order to get a lawyer.
Yes, Your Honor.
Because you can proceed with a protective order without a lawyer. As a matter of fact, most people do. The reason you didn't want to proceed without a lawyer is you had more to lose. And what you had to lose was, I assume in your jurisdiction, if there's a protective order, you lose your guns.
Yes, ma'am.
There we go. You don't have to be a genius to figure that out. And since you're friends with the entire police department in Springfield, according to your email, and as a matter of fact, according to your Facebook post, you were at the firing range that day with the same officer who responded to this call, if I read it correctly.
I don't know about who responded.
Let's see what it says.
What I mean is, responded to what call?
Yeah, ready for this? Mark just called me and let me know they're accepting my resignation. I'm assuming Lauren's dumbass called the cops, who, funny enough, I was with at the range all day yesterday. That's what you wrote.
That's correct.
I knew I didn't make it up. So that's why you needed a lawyer. You needed a lawyer for two reasons. Most of the people, and I've tried probably 10,000 petitions seeking an order of protection in my career, mostly in the family court. Most people come in and they don't have lawyers. If you have a lawyer, there's usually a reason, especially somebody who doesn't make a whole lot of money. And somebody who's siding as a server doesn't make a whole lot of money. $1,000 is a lot of money. It's a lot of tips. So you wanted to protect your guns and potentially a lawsuit against Buffalo Wild Wings. So you hired a lawyer. You had a conversation with that lawyer that day?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And you can't tell me what that is because that's hearsay. But based on that conversation, you hired your own lawyer.
Yes.
And what was the next date?
Yes. The next date was November 30th. It was continued.
Okay. And would you mind telling me what happened on November 30th?
I was told not to even show up to that court date, so I'm not real sure.
You were told by whom?
My attorney.
The judge told you to be there. Your lawyer told you not to be there?
Correct.
Why were you busy?
I'm not sure, ma'am. He just called me and said you don't need to appear at this one, and I'll have further instructions for you. I would have showed up if he told me to.
Well, the case was adjourned so that she could be there, unless there was something put off the calendar for just the attorneys to show up. Did you show up on November 30th?
Yes, Your Honor.
With your lawyer?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what happened on that date, Miss White?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I assumed, sir, that during the pendency of a protective order, you didn't get your guns back.
Correct.
You have to understand, they don't keep me here because I'm young and glorious looking. They keep me here because I've been doing it for 50 years. So this is what you did.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Tyler Stone King has accused former co-worker Lauren White of getting him fired and making false claims to the police.
Did you show up on November 30th?
Yes, Your Honor.
With your lawyer?
Yes, Your Honor.
And what happened on that date, Ms. White?
The case was continued once again.
We want to tell me why?
I had to subpoena my witnesses, my friends from work, because they're all terrified of him. And
I'm not hearing that all your friends are terrified of him.
Okay.
He did not show up.
Correct.
Had you asked witnesses to come that day?
Yes, Your Honor.
Did any witnesses of yours show up that day?
No, Your Honor. Buffalo Wild Wings motioned to quash my subpoenas. I have a copy of that, too, if you would like to see it.
Yes.
This is the motion to quash. Do you want a copy of my subpoenas as well?
No.
Okay.
I assume that your attorney subpoenaed those people to be there.
Yes, Your Honor.
When you asked these people to come to court, did you get a positive response from any of them?
No, Your Honor. I stressed to get two witness statements from one of the girls who saw the situation when he threatened to slash my tires.
Don't give me a witness statement.
Either.
Okay, so November 30th, he didn't show up, and the witnesses, there was a motion to quash by counsel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm getting the gist of what's going on. Now, when was the case adjourned to after November 30th?
December 21st, 2017.
Were you present in court, sir, on the 21st of December?
Yes, I believe so. Yes, I was.
And were you present in court, Ms. White, on the 21st?
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Stone King, you want to tell me what happened in court on the 21st?
It was an interim agreement was entered, or a deal was made to where...
A deal was made. That's what we're getting to. A deal was made to continue the protective order for a shorter period of time.
Yes, in which it was canceled.
You consented to continuing the protective order for a shorter period of time, which meant in a shorter period of time, you could get what?
Free of the issue.
And have no issues with your guns?
Correct.
Had you had to turn in any of your guns?
All of them.
All of them. And I assumed, sir, that during the pendency of a protective order, you didn't get your guns back.
Correct. I have them now.
You have to understand, they don't keep me here because I'm young and glorious looking. They keep me here because I've been doing it for 50 years. So this is what you did. You consented to the continuing temporary order of protection for 2 months, which meant that you didn't have your guns for 2 months, rather than not having your guns if she was successful in the order of protection for 2 years, right?
Yes, under counsel.
Yes. So what in the world are you doing here?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
You consented to an order of protection for 2 months. You lost valuable property that you liked because you went to the range every day with the cops. You lost that privilege for 2 months and consented to it.
Under guidance.
And consent. I don't care what advice. You're not a stupid guy. You're a cunning guy, but you're not stupid. You're not stupid because the fear was that a judge like me, who's listening to her and having to judge her credibility and listening to you and having to judge your credibility, probably would not have bought your story, which meant you would have been out of your guns for 2 years. And if it was on advice of counsel, that was after your counsel looked over all of her papers, unless your attorney committed malpractice. Put your hand down. That's the fact of it. The fact of it is you consented to a protective order for 2 months, even though they took away all your toys. And you did it because you didn't want to risk losing them for 2 years based upon somebody else evaluating your demeanor and credibility and her demeanor and credibility and who they're going to believe. And I'm telling you right now, you would have lost if I were the judge. So your case is dismissed. Now we're going to get to her counterclaim. A, he's entitled to get a lawyer. So your counterclaim for legal fees for you getting a lawyer is dismissed. Now, after you were granted the temporary protective order and there was all this nasty stuff at work and he drove by your house, was there any other incident with him?
No, Your Honor.
Okay. Your case is dismissed. I don't have to entertain anything else from your counterclaim. We're done. Goodbye.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He's a very aggressive person, very intimidating.
I don't really care.
He wants people to fear him, and he did a good job with me.
I don't care, to be honest with you.
That's also why I didn't get any of my coworkers to show up, because they're all scared of him as well.
I prefer to wrap up.
Now that we're done and over things, maybe I'll be able to get some sleep. Maybe I won't have to be afraid.